I had to learn that God had an awesome purpose for me before anyone had an opinion. Try that one on for size. I'm learning that God had a purpose,
for me
before anyone had an opinion. He was sovereign then. You say, now why can you say that God had a purpose? Well, it goes back to the reality that you were spirit beings having a heavenly experience, and God said, now it's time to go down where it really counts. And I'll give you an earth suit. I'll choose your mom and dad. I'll choose when, what country, what purpose that you are created for. Look at your neighbor and say, wow.
Wow.
God had a purpose.
God has a purpose.
For me.
For me.
Before you had an opinion of me.
Before you had an opinion of me.
Yeah. Even before you had an opinion of yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, because you see, it's a lot about me, myself, and I. Wondering why in the world did I land in this particular place, and why did you do this to me? And the whys can get you into deep. Not going to answer that one. Okay? So, opinions of people count. But are they really God's opinion? No. How are you going to get God's opinion of you?
Through his word.
Through his word. What he says about you. I've shared with you guys Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3 is a perfect example of what God thinks about you. Those three chapters I recited out loud to myself, almost all three chapters. I changed the words so that I could be declaring what God's opinion of me was. So that I could get a different mindset instead of the opinions of men and women and kids. Because when I was a kid, persecution was a very normal thing. Very normal. When I was very young, I had one little girl that hated my guts. And she had no problems letting me know that the people you call mom and dad are not your real parents. Because I lived in the same town where her parents knew that it was my half-brother and his wife that were bringing me up. And for me, they were my parents. But she wanted to injure me. She had a purpose. I saw her my first grade and second grade. And she tormented me with those words. Over and over and over. Children can be extremely cruel. And I began to believe some of the things that she said to me about myself. And to be honest with you, I would avoid her like the plague. She had a purpose. I didn't see her after that for probably 8 or 9 years. This experience happened in Canada, so don't start wondering how you're going to figure out who said this about me. Their opinion was their opinion. It wasn't God's opinion. I remember meeting her as a young woman, and I realized at that time that her purpose in tearing me down was that she could use me as her next boyfriend or her next victim. Yeah, teenagers can be pretty nasty. And I'm not picking on girls, I'm not picking on women, I am picking on what happens about people who have opinions. And how damaging those opinions can be. And I said to her loud and clear as a young adult, I never want to see you again as long as I live, because you see, each time I see you, you have your ultimate plan and I've already figured you out. I was 17 years old. Why? Because she had a purpose to tear me down so that I would never reach my destination in God. I let her know that I had a full-time girlfriend at that point, and that I would marry that woman someday. And we are now 58 years married. So you see, her plan and her opinion had a purpose. Was it useful to me?
Yes,
it was, because I stood my ground on that dance hall. She thought I was alone. I was surrounded by angels. But I didn't know it. Not at that time. But I remember coming back from Canada saying to my wife to be, I met a girl that tormented me when I was a kid. She drove me nuts. One time she tried to beat me up. Yeah, I'm not kidding. She was kind of hefty, and I wasn't very heavy, and I wasn't very big. But she was a little older than me, and she had an authority. It was a demonic authority. It wasn't a Holy Ghost authority. But it was God that was using it to make me stand my ground. And I learned to stand my ground at that young age, especially with someone who had an opinion of me. Now I want to take you to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. If you read the beginning of that chapter, you're going to see that a woman who was at a well and etc., and how all the people thought she was really a hopeless case because she had had five husbands and now she was living with her boyfriend. And the Lord told her about her past. But he didn't crucify her. But then it goes on. Verse 39. It says, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. Many more became believers. So a woman who was, let's say, of ill repute, as far as in the village, became his first advertising. She advertised how good he was, how awesome he was. And they became believers when they heard her awesome testimony. Then they said, verse 42, which is quite important. They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves and we know. And if you don't have no with a circle on it, it might be wise to circle it. We know that this man really is the Savior of the world. Can you imagine, of all places, the Samaritans get the message before the Jews? Pretty intense. And he would choose a woman who's had five husbands living with her boyfriend, and she became the evangelist to the whole area. Now, in my book, in my religious book, she would not have been an acceptable person.
Amen.
God had a purpose for this woman. Before anyone had an opinion. See, when they made their opinion of her, as far as they were concerned, why should we listen to her? Why should we even listen to what she's got to say? After all, look at her lifestyle. Look at what she's done and what she's become. And everybody in town knew her, as far as the guys. I don't think the women wanted her to be a part of the future. But watch again verse 42. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." Not just downtown Samaria. Agreed? Job 19:25. "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth." Wow. Job is in the biggest trial of his whole life. He's lost everything. But he has a knowledge of the Redeemer. Romans 8:28. You say, "Oh, I know that one." Yes. But I want you to understand the word knowledge. Now we know, knowledge, that if the earthly tent we live in, I got the wrong one. We know that in all things God works for good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, not to the purpose of those who have opinions of you. 2 Corinthians 5:1. "Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands." 2 Corinthians 5:1. "I know that if the earthly tent I live in is destroyed, I have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands." One last scripture, 1 John 3:2. 1 John 3:2. "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known," knowledge. "But we know," knowledge, "that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is." I could go on and give you a lot more about the knowledge that comes from God to the inner parts of your own heart. But the most important thing that you need to do is be trusting that the plan of God that he's already set into motion, he'll unfold to you what you need, what you have revelations of, and the things he's planning to give you. So would you just close your eyes and put your hand over your heart? Say, "Lord Jesus, right now, I know that your purpose
for me
is not depending on the opinions of men. And includes my own opinion of myself. What's important is the opinion of my Creator
and my Redeemer.
And I will get to the end. And I will reach my goal.
Because God's purpose
will unfold
because my Redeemer
lives."
Hallelujah.
Amen. Share some hugs with each other and bless the food we are about to take. Amen.
Okay.